Our gospel for this morning is the text for this sermon. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone likes praise and recognition. Everybody likes a, hey, way to go, or a high five. And everyone likes to be thanked for work well done. Whether it's a cake and punch reception for Employee of the Month, or donuts and coffee for church volunteers, people like praise and recognition. In today's gospel, Jesus waves a red flag against those people craving praise and recognition. Instead of desiring appreciation for our efforts, servants of the Lord should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." Why did Jesus raise a red flag? Because he knows his apostles. And he knows you and me as well. He knows the human condition, that condition of pride that wanted to be just like God in the Garden of Eden. Jesus waved the red flag, not only to keep our sinful egos in check, but also to destroy our pride and encourage us to follow him in humility. Why did the apostles need a humility reminder? They needed a reminder because Jesus is here calling to a service that will be very tough, even frightening, that might become also a dangerous temptation to an ego inflated. Earlier in the section of Luke, Jesus gave lengthy instructions about caring for the little ones. That means the least, like the tax collectors and the sinners, the little ones who had given up on any attempt to justify themselves and who knew they needed forgiveness, in contrast to the Pharisees who thought they didn't need forgiveness. Jesus exhorted the 12 to care for these sinners who have died to their attempts to justify themselves and to instruct them how to avoid falling into the same kind of sin again. Further, he exhorts the 12 to forgive constantly the sins of those who repent. He said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the ones through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than he would cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." In response to those instructions, you can hear the chorus of the apostles saying, "Hey, what you're saying to us is tough. Give us the power to do it. Increase our faith." The apostles acknowledged that constant forgiving is hard work. Preserving those repentant from stumbling is tough. Frankly, it was terrifying, this call to service. But Jesus responded with encouragement. Even though the apostles were terrified, they perceived their faith needed to be increased. And Jesus says they already have enough faith. You see, faith, no matter how you and I think of it or measure it, is always a gift from God, and it's always enough to accomplish the tasks that Jesus calls us to do. Following instruction and encouragement, Jesus addressed a temptation to which the apostles might yield as a result of any success in this calling. That temptation to the inflated ego. This temptation is why Jesus gave them that humility reminder. Will one of you, who has a servant, say to him when he comes in from the field or tending the sheep, "Come at once and recline at table"? No, will he not rather say to him, "Prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink"? Does he thank the servant because he did what he was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded to say, say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what is our duty." If the disciples find success in preserving believers from stumbling and constantly forgiving, Jesus told the 12 they shouldn't feel they deserve any praise or recognition. They were simply doing exactly what Jesus asked them to do. Jesus beat down their natural pride and sinful desire to feel that some celebration of success should be. There's no donut and coffee reception after the divine service. There's no Apostle of the Month award for the apostle who forgave the most sins. They were merely servants who did their duty. Those words apply to you and me. LWML seems to get it because their motto is to serve with gladness. At times, that call to humility is hard for us to accept. It's hard to accept because we have a natural disposition that craves attention, a disposition that makes us want to be in the spotlight, makes us want to boast and be proud of all of our successful accomplishments, whether they're accomplishments in our family or on the job, in our church, or all the other many vocations to which God calls us. And it turns out that most of those callings are rather thankless. We may feel that calling attention to our success is justified because doing our duty is tough. Being a faithful husband or wife in sickness and in health. Serving as a faithful parent when adolescence pushes all of our buttons. Serving as an honest employee or employer when the temptation comes to cheat the company or cheat the employee out of time or money. Serving as a patient youth or widow or widower when all of the temptations of loneliness and sexual activity come, make serving tough. Furthermore, aside from all of these vocations, constantly forgiving those who sin against us, as our Lord asks us to do in the Lord's Prayer, just wears us down. Yet Jesus encourages us, as he encouraged the apostles, "You have faith, which God has given you." Your faith rests on Jesus, your Savior, who on account of your natural disposition to inflate your pride or call attention to your vocations and success, took the punishment that you deserved. He did his duty perfectly with humility as the Father's obedient servant. By his perfect life and his innocent death, Jesus absorbed the Father's divine punishment rightly directed at you for your proud, self-aggrandizing attitude. In your place, Jesus received the punishment you deserve. Now, baptized into his death and resurrection. You no longer require recognition based on your success of serving the Lord. Instead of coveting praise from others, you rest in Jesus. You rest in Jesus' service. You rest in his taking our sin and death. And because you are in Christ, his humble service is the object of your faith. He's serving you regularly, serving you in the Lord's Supper, giving you strength to go about doing your Christian duty as God's humble servant, loving God and loving our neighbor. You're able to do that in all the various vocations that God gives you. So what if you're selected Mother of the Year, or Volunteer of the Month, or the Most Productive Employee, maybe the Employee of the Month parking spot is yours. Jesus doesn't say to shun that, turn it down anytime someone demonstrates appreciation. Jesus' words just instruct us as Christians on how to accept that gratitude. Living in Jesus' service for us, we now receive recognition as God's servants who simply do their duty. And so we can humbly say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty in Jesus Christ. Amen.